Welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created for women of color who are fearless in their pursuit of getting anything and everything she wants out of life. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and transforming her life. Sit down with me, grab your earphones, turn me up in your cars, and let's have some well overdue girl chat. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and this is the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. How is everyone today? Happy Monday, boo. Happy Monday. Welcome to a new week. Is anyone else tripping out that it's mid-August or is it just me? I feel like summer is flying by. Where is the time going? I feel like it was just the 4th of July weekend, but we are flying into the end of this year. So for those of you that are teachers and students going back to school this week or next, I wish you all the best this year. I'm wishing you guys a successful school year and that your students are respectful and kind to one another. My girls going back to campus, I hope that you have a really, really good year. I really hope that you love your professors and your schedule is packed with classes that you like. I remember when I was in college, especially my last year, I was so ready to get up out of there. But now that I'm out, I wish I could just go back. I wish I could go back in time to, you know, when I didn't have to pay a bunch of bills and financial aid was like rolling through and there were cafeterias in the dorms and just being able to see your friends whenever you wanted to because they live like two doors down. So wherever you guys are on your academic paths, whether that be you're the teacher or the student, I'm wishing you all the best this new school year. I have been getting a lot of emails from you guys lately, and a lot of them have been kind of around the same topic. You guys will reach out about the podcast and how much you've been enjoying it, which means so much to me. So thank you. Thank you so much. But in your messages you've been sending me, it sounds like a lot of us are confused about what our purpose truly is. Some of you have said that you don't really feel like you have a purpose. You don't know what that purpose is. And if you do have one, you don't know how to find it. And I can 100% understand how frustrating that can be, especially now because in our society, it looks like everyone has it all figured out and everyone seems to be super in tune with themselves and they have a blueprint for their lives and you're just kind of sitting around like, well, what about me? You know, what am I supposed to do? And let me just start by saying that you absolutely have purpose and a destiny to fulfill on this earth. There is something that you were born with that only you were made to do. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what experiences you may have or what you've done before previously in the past. Everyone on this earth has a divine purpose. I fully believe that. The problem is that we have been conditioned to believe that we have to do something extraordinary or something significant to fulfill that said purpose. We have been conditioned to believe that in order to have purpose in our lives, we have to achieve a certain dollar amount in our bank accounts to be successful. In order to have purpose in our lives, we have to live in this certain type of home. We have to become CEOs of this company or own this business to deem ourselves successful and have purpose in our lives when that's just not true for everybody. Yes, some of y'all are headed to the big corner offices or the big screens, but some of y'all are headed towards spiritual clarity and being mentally and physically fit or making change within your neighborhoods and communities or even your families, and it is equally important. I know what it feels like to not know your purpose, especially in a society where money rules the world and everyone is after a big fish. You feel bound by uncertainty. You have many things that you're good at or like, but not sure what to tap into first. You don't know if all of your likes and passions will tie into each other or if you have to pick one thing. You don't know how to go about picking that one thing because some days you may like one passion and other days you may like something else. You feel all over the place and it's frustrating because you begin to ask yourself, What am I living for? What am I doing? Trust me, I've been there. And I didn't wake up one morning and say, okay, I'm going to start my business and it's going to be called this, and I'm going to have a podcast and a book club, and I'm going to be cultivating community and sisterhood amongst women of color. No, it was nothing like that. In fact, it was the exact opposite. When I was in school, I thought I was going to be the next Anna Wintour, but black and with better hair. But when I graduated and got out into the real world and realized I had bills to pay and student loans to pay back and to take care of myself, I realized that it wasn't going to happen the way that I envisioned it, because life happens. And as I took a job that I needed to take to pay the bills, something, of course, that I wasn't passionate about, I needed to take that step. I still knew at the end of the day, though, that I was meant for something greater. Because here's the thing about purpose. Deep down, you know you have one. But when you don't know what that is or how you're going to get there, it feels like you're not living up to your potential. If you can reflect on yourself right now and agree that while you may be in a situation that you didn't think you would be in, at a job you didn't think you'd be at a place right now in your life that you didn't plan to be at, but deep down you know that you were meant for something greater and better and more than what you see currently, that is purpose pulling you. So you say, Ash, that sounds great and all, but how do I figure that out? And it's a few things, right? But first and foremost, the most important thing is to, number one, extend yourself some grace. It doesn't matter what stage you're at in life. You won't get to the next stage if you're constantly bashing yourself and putting yourself down and being angry that you don't know what you want to do with your life. I can tell you this, the more you worry about it, the longer it takes for you to figure it out. Extend yourself some grace knowing that you are trying to figure it out. You are trying to figure out the blueprint of your life, not just a couple of things that, you know, you want to do or check off your list. This is your life. So be graceful. Understand that not all the answers will come at one time. Understand that you may get a little bit here and a little bit there, but it doesn't come at you all at once. So stop expecting it to. Think about what things get you excited, and then ask yourself why. What things are you passionate about? And it doesn't have to be something other people will understand. It's not meant for them to understand it yet. It's meant for you. What do you like to talk about? What do you like to do when no one is watching? What do you like to do in your free time? I used to hate this question, but what would you do for free? Now let me stop really quickly and say, no one wants to work for free, which is why I hate that question. But what things have you done in the past or do currently that got you so excited you really wasn't looking for a paycheck in the end? When I started Slay Girl Slay, I could care less if I got paid. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't want to get paid, but I believed in my message so much that if I got paid or not, I was putting it out there anyway. Y'all follow me? Then on the flip side is number three. What area are you least excited about? What is something that you don't really feel comfortable doing? What don't you like about what you're doing currently? What deflates you? What's something that you know you don't want to do? It sometimes helps knowing what you don't want to do or don't like first before figuring out what you do like. Here's the caveat though. If you can compare your list of what makes you passionate and what depletes you, look at it. Are there things on your quote unquote bad list that you have to do to make the things on your good list or your passion list happen? See, a lot of us get caught up in this, once I find my purpose thing, I have to drop everything and be all into it and quit my job and do all the things that I love to do. And while yes, that may eventually come, it may take you taking some steps you don't love to take to fulfill that purpose. If that means taking a job you don't necessarily get excited about so that you can pay the bills and you can pay for the resources to do the things you love until you make money doing them, then that's the sacrifice that you have to make. The road to purpose is not just one straight shot. It's not this even road that you just run freely down. For my girls that are confused about what they want to do, ask yourself, do I really deep down know what I want to do? But maybe I don't have the funds or resources to do it, so I'm second guessing myself and asking myself, is this something I really want to do? Do I need to take a job I don't love right now to pay for those resources I need to get my purpose going? Do I need to cut back on certain things in my lifestyle right now so that I can properly seed my purpose and my passion and what I want to do? If that means no more manicures and pedicures every 2 weeks and doing your own hair for a while and skipping brunch a couple weekends a month, then that's what you got to do. You can't say, oh, this isn't my purpose. This can't be my purpose because I don't have the tools right now to make it happen. It just might be. What also helps, Boo, is asking and listening to what the people you care about say about you. You know, when people say, oh, you're so good at this. I started listening to what my family and friends said over and over about me and my attitude and my personality, which helped me figure out the direction I wanted to go in. Start listening when people tell you, you're so creative. You're so good at doing this. You're such a good listener. You're a giving person. These are clues that will help you fine-tune the things that you want to do. At the very end of the day, though, Boo, you have to trust your instincts. You have to trust your gut. We all have that innate voice that makes us gravitate towards the things that we love doing, whether we're paying attention or not. Trust your instincts. Start listening to yourself and focusing when you start thinking and hearing yourself say, oh, I should do this. I should start this. I should try this. I should go to this. Do it. Those are your instincts. Just start going for it. It doesn't have to make sense. You don't have to have all the instructions to get started when you get an idea or when you want to step out and do something you don't normally do. Who cares what people think about it either? Just do it. To be 100% honest, it's not anyone else's business anyway. If you want to explore and get out there and start trying new things because you got the urge to do so, it ain't nobody's business but you and God's. I was literally sitting at my desk at a job I did not love, angry at everyone because I was getting overlooked, and literally said to myself, I want to create a space for women of color like me who may be going through the same things that I'm going through. That's it. That's all it takes. There doesn't have to be some divine intervention for you to realize what your purpose is. It's often just an idea that you have about something you feel passionate about. I wasn't thinking in that moment, you know, oh, I'm going to call it Slay Girl Slay and I'm going to use my favorite color. No, it didn't have a name. It didn't have a business idea. None of that. But what I did was invest in that idea. Once you have that idea, you have to follow up and invest in it. I bet a lot of you have had ideas that was really a part of your purpose, trying to get your attention, but you just let it pass because you treated it as a thought and nothing more. And now it's gone. Every idea I have, I write down. I have a note section in my phone full of random ideas that I've thought of in the shower, when I wake up in the morning, when I'm waiting for an Uber, when I'm in the Uber. And not to say I'm tuned into what I want to do with my life all day, every day, because I'm not. But literally, ideas will just come and go, and we can't be lax about the ideas that come up in our heads. Because look around you right now. Everything that you see was an idea that someone had. The chairs you may see, the car you're driving, the engine, the clothes you're wearing, the shoes on your feet, even the very device that you're listening to me on right now, these were all ideas that someone had, and they decided to invest in it. So what does invest mean, Ash? Learn everything you can about it. Research, create, get involved, get around the people who are doing the things that are related to that idea. Go to the class, go to the conferences of like-minded people to learn what they do and how they do it. Completely immerse yourself in that idea. And then guess what happens? another idea comes, then another, and now look what you're developing, purpose. We often look so much for the bigger picture instead of just listening to our hearts and trusting our instincts. When a mom gives birth, she isn't holding the baby, you know, trying to figure out what day the baby's going to say mama, what day they're going to start walking, what day the baby will ride its first bike. All she's worried about is nurturing the baby, loving the baby, and making sure the baby is healthy and happy. That's it. We have ideas and we automatically start worrying about when it's going to happen. How will I get the resources for something like that? What will my friends and family think of me doing this? Will this ever happen? And it's just not time for all that. We just have to nurture the idea, grow the idea, invest in the idea, and all that other stuff will come. So if you're my girl that's confused and you're worried about what you're going to do and you don't have a blueprint yet and you don't know what step to take and when, it's okay. It's not coming all at once. Spend some time today off the gram and think about what you like to create. Not looking at what other people are out there creating. Think about what you like to create. Think about what things you like to do. Make a list and start at the top. Start investing in the ideas that you have. And as you're investing, write down the other ideas. You may not get to invest in all of your ideas right away. That's okay. But at least they're written down somewhere so that you don't forget. It will all connect somehow, some way, and it will all make sense. But you have to do the work on the front end to make it happen, boo. You have to listen to your heart. You have to trust your instincts. You have to be willing to look a little crazy and not worry about what other people will think of you and what you're doing. So before I let you go, boo, I want you to understand this. When you are tapped into that purpose and that passion and you start getting ideas of what you want to do, never forget that there is truly only one you on this planet. There's only one you walking around on this good green earth. You were beautifully and wonderfully made, and there is something special about you, whether you realize that now or not, but there is. There is a reason you are the way that you are. There is a reason you love the things that you love. There is a reason you do the things that you do. You only have to be your best, most fullest version of yourself. Not the girl on IG, not the girl at your job, not your parents. You have to be the fullest version of yourself to see your purpose through. All right, my loves, that wraps us up for this week. I would much appreciate it if you guys would leave a comment in the comment section with your thoughts on the Slay Girl Slay podcast, and even more if you would subscribe. Send me an email with any topics or feedback on today's podcast, and you can always find us on Instagram and Facebook at Slay Girl Slay, or come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. Until next week, we will chat soon, boo. Peace.